down. That's one. That's one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So no chalant?
What's that?
No chalant?
Stove.
What did they do in Europe? Stove. I don't get it.
Stove. Good.
The Prempechik, you know. The little Tano, the little Natan, the little Kira. Right?
Why is it not Hadmana? I mean, it seems to be most of Hevel.
It's most of Hevel, but it doesn't mean it's Hadmana. Yeah. There's Hadmana that's most of Hevel. Doesn't mean anything is most of Hevel is Hadmana.
Okay.
It's not
very shy.
But yeah, that's what he held. That's what he held. I remember there were rumors circulating around that at the time he did his death.
Did you write down the
Yeah, yeah, he has one, but not this. I don't think this. I don't remember.
I wouldn't hold him.
But on that lecture from, did you hear the lecture? No, what's the name? Kamenetsky? Harry Kamenetsky? Yeah. Did you hear that one where you mentioned that?
I only heard the first one.
Oh, maybe it was the second one.
Awesome. All
right. You heard that one?
Yeah,
that one?
I remember I was told here and I have it, but I never listened to it.
Oh, yeah.
That's close.
I remember that. I don't know
what the So you mentioned that he was talking about the Gedolim. He was talking about the Gedolim of the last generation as opposed to the people who are... putting him in a harem in this town.
They'll make the dome like this.
So you're saying that they had a real, that Shlomo Zalman came out of that psak. So some people came to him and said, but Rebbe, you know, everybody in America uses a crock pot. So he said, what can I do? That's the way I see it. Okay, so what are we up to here? So he was talking about the Doha Flaga, right? Now, have you been here before? No. What was the incident of the Doha Flaga, right? Because there's a strange, sorry? It's what? It's a strange Maisa because it doesn't sound from the Torah like they did anything wrong. There's no chait that's mentioned. And the Medrash, he says, is very difficult to understand because it was an insane plan. So if it was their plan, then I mean, they're like Shotan, they should be putter from being so stupid. And he says, and if you're going to say that they did some great chait, where was their big onish? All they did was they got scattered. Right? So that's what he wants to say, that it has to do with this klal. That the problem was, it was a bad kibbutz. Their idea was to have a group of people that stayed as one group. To have a one nation. And that was the idea of the tower. To have a central government and one nation. And I said the problem was that they had bad midos. And therefore the Torah says it's not necessarily anything that they did, but a kibbutz of Rishoyim is for the world. He's going to eventuate in terrible evil, and that's why they were scattered. I mean, they didn't do anything at that point. They were chayav a kliya or anything like that. But the situation was one from which evil was very likely to emerge. So it was the problem was neutralized by dividing them up. Okay, that was basically what we did up to last week. Where did we get up to? Do you recall? Oh, nobody was reading it. I was reading it. So he was saying also that that there's no doubt. He's saying that if you look in the history with Avram, that it was the fact that there were different nations that was beneficial to Avram and beneficial to the Jews throughout the all of the Gullus. That because of the different nations, they were able to escape from one ruler to the next. Jews being persecuted here, they can go to another country. But if Nimrod was controlling the whole world, where would the tzaddik be able to run to? It's an interesting thing. I saw recently, read somewhere recently, a similar idea with regard to the development of the world in terms of technology and things like that. And it said in the book that in Europe, the fact that there were so many different kingdoms was very beneficial to progress. So, for instance, Columbus had to shop his idea from king to king to king. He was turned down countless times. But because there were so many different places to go, and there were competitions one to the other, there was incentive. And then finally, the Spanish granted his request. But he said, if you look in China, China had great innovations until the time of the dynasties. Once the dynasties emerged, and there was one ruler over the whole country, a dynasty wants to squelch any type of individuality. They don't want any innovation. They want to maintain their control.
Microsoft.
So, Moria, where's Rindy? Geopolitics, where's Rindy? So, he's going to get the tape. Okay. So,
what about the Muslims in the Middle Ages? I mean, they were advancing while the Europeans weren't doing much in the Dark Ages.
That's a good question. But that's what we need Rindy for. But I don't have all the facts, but the facts that he presented seemed very convincing. But Jeremy Siegel. He's from your place.
Have anyone at war with them?
Anyway, but it's an interesting idea, and it's similar to this, that there is an evil that comes from one dominating government. It doesn't allow for any individualism. And if the government itself is corrupt and evil, then there's no chance for the tzaddik for the tzaddik's philosophy to have any expression. Yeah.
Okay. What if there's just some many different equal governments?
No, that's what he's saying. That's what we have today, and that's fine. That's fine, because they play off each other. They play off each other. They're not together. You can go from one to the other. You can always move from one to the other. Meaning, if you go from this kingdom to that kingdom, the original king can't get you.
Uh-huh. And then you just stay long enough for the other one to become the other one.
Well, he does say that. He said they went back and forth. But it is a it's a michya, he says. It's a michya. If there was one kingdom, where would you go? Where would you go? Right?
But he's saying there was no big Elish because they didn't do any chay yet.
That's right.
So let's say they did a chay. So then he would say...
So he did a chay is a mabel. You get a mabel. You get Sodom and Gomorrah. You get something like that. You get an onish. What's the onish?
I mean, this wouldn't be an onish. Like, if they actually did a chay to just spread...
That's right. So this is not... What kind of an onish is that? What kind of an onish is that?
An onish has to be... Pain?
An onish has to be...
Bad.
We'll shark more next
year. What's that?
We'll do shark more next year.
Does that sound like a giant, like a big onish for an evil people who deserving destruction? I mean, onish is destruction.
To not be able to communicate with anyone around you? That's a pretty good onish.
That's a pretty good onish. Well, they broke up into the nations. They broke up into the nations. What happened?
You know how that happened? All of a sudden, like,
how did it happen? It was an ace. I mean, the Torah doesn't tell you how it happened exactly. I don't know.
it seems like a different type of hashkacha pratis.
Knowledge speech.
Because normally we see like hashkacha pratis in terms of like individual and Klal Yisrael, but where does this? What type of hashkacha pratis is this? Like the society, the world.
It's for culture. The system of the society of man. It's like hashkacha on man's society, that the society of man should exist in a way that's conducive to the truth emerging. Right. If they're just evil people, intrinsically evil people, like Sodom, so it's not going to help you to make more little Sodoms. We'll take big Sodom and make it into a lot of little Sodoms. Why is that going to be helpful? They have to be destroyed. But here he's saying they weren't at that point. They weren't at that point, but they were definitely on the wrong track in their hashkafa. And they weren't to the point of evil that they deserve destruction. But as a society, as a model for the world, it was detrimental. So it had to be changed. Okay, are we up to Obeisli? I think we're up to there. Somebody want to read something?
Yeah. Where are we at then?
What's the first paragraph you have on your page?
V'im teva yitzira. Chiyev shosam.
Did we do the Chabana thing?
No.
We didn't do that yet.
Oh, we did part of the Chabana, but not all of it. Chabana comes back.
Can't find
this is where you started, and you jumped the gun a little bit.
This is where it was marked in someone's book.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Somebody told them to start here.
Too far ahead. That's the
looks
question.
Like it, yeah.
You're too far ahead. Well, now you're really prepared.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea where it is in here. I wasn't here last time.
Oh, I see.
We did through here at least on this book. And I think we did.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm trying to remember
Vine. Over. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah,
it's in
here.
That
sounded
like
you
were
talking about.
It might not be the same number. No, it's C68.
It
might be different.
You want to set fire and brimstone, blah, blah, blah.
Later.
Can we get him to Nimrod?
I don't know.
Which book do you have? The same one?
What?
You have a different one of these?
I don't know what one.
Yeah, I have the one with the copies of it.
What do you have, Zayin Dora Flaga?
You mean as the beginning of the paragraph?
Yeah.
I don't see one.
What paragraph do you see?
Well, I don't know.
There's Chomina.
I don't know where we... There's Chomina, yeah.
He's just floating on the page, or is it beginning of the paragraph?
It's about...
Zosia Taina.
You don't have too many paragraphs.
Zosia Taina? No, before that.
Before that. Chol Eila Hadvarim, Nesimim, Hamaskil, B'mgucha, V'tzrich, and Bir.
After that. Right?
And then there's a big gigantic those are the only two.
Alright, so
somewhere in the middle.
You wanna read Ben?
Okay. U Vaisahi Haisa Hol Haaretz Safa Echas Ubarim Achadim. The Hiskimu Hios Raulam Kulo Rosh Echad Monhigu Moshel the Shalo Yihiyud Fotsim Vinachwakim.
Okay, so they were all one. That's the pasuk. They were all one language, and they wanted to always have one leader, and they should never be split up, spread out, and split up into different rulerships.
V'lachin bacharu v'ga asher matzu lahem rachavas yadayim she'in safek shiro bnei adam. Yivcharu liosam krovim kfi kocham.
Oh, we did this.
Rosh memshaltam.
Right. So that's why they picked a nice wide area, so that everyone could be close to the government.
Laze gam ki hiskimu libnos migdal v'rosho v'shemayim. Chomar gevoha muflag kfi ha'efsharus.
Right.
Kasher ba b'pasuk acher. Mze.
Right, similar pasuk in Dvarim describing a different place, but there's an idea of having a giant tower. Right, that's why they want to do this. Why?
Right.
Right. Right, so that we discussed last week. But that's part of the idea of keeping everyone together. Okay? All right, go ahead.
V'hinei elu hanashim ba'isahi lo chatu b'davar. Lo v'maseh lo v'machshava.
It's an interesting thing, he says that. It's an interesting thing, he says that.
Because didn't he say before they were steeped in the road?
Yeah, yeah, he says it later too.
Okay.
That they were not, they didn't sin. Saying they didn't sin. Not in Maisa, not in Machshava. But he means a sin that would require an onesh. Go ahead.
Ela Hashem Yisparach tzopel mavi lemirachok yarad lemashi mashech mikibut hanashim harayim hu amu bayirin Hashem liros es ha'ir es migdal asher banu b'nei Adam.
Okay, so it says, but Hashem was seeing into the future and went to see what's going to come from this. From this group of evil people. Right. Come down and to watch, to observe, to see what is going to come from them.
Yes,
yeah, so they were all maskim on Avodah Zara.
Bigah hi gam kein asher bachar lahem hi eretz shinar.
So it was Shinar. They were in Shinar, and the head over there was Nimrod. He was the head idolater.
Okay.
So he tormented Avram. He threw, you know, he means he. He's not saying what he threw Avram into the Kibshan when Avram tried to go against him. Right. So you see, he was an idolater. Right, and he was the head. Go ahead.
V'lachin amar hin am echad v'sefa achas l'chulam v'ze hachilam lasos yata lo yibatzer mehem ko asher yazmu lasos.
Okay, so what does that possibly mean? It's a strange possibly. What does it mean? There what?
One nation.
One nation.
One language.
One language.
So
and this is what they began to do.
Okay. Right. This is what made them begin to
do. This is what made them. Okay. And what? And I'm not going to stop them. I'm not going to stop them. It's like they were told. I'm not going to stop them what they want to do. Go ahead. He's going
to do it. Hine chol ha'olam b'haskala echas. Im atai in b'maseyem nezek. Ze hachilam lasos. Aval im yimashech.
Difficult sentence. He says, "This is, but if they go, lo yivatzer mehem kol asher yazmu lasos, right? Bo'eis harishon." He's saying what they intended to do from the beginning, right? V'lo ata v'lo yochlu. But they weren't able to. Atalo yimnamehem. Is that now I'm not going to stop them? Difficult sentence over there. Complicated sentence. Not clear what he means. Ki ein safek, go ahead.
Ki ein safek, shador sahim kulo hayu mishtadlim l'romim avodah zarah shelahem.
So they all wanted to exalt their avodah zarah. And to wipe out the name of
Kodesh Baruch Hu.
So he says, but the only reason why they weren't able to do it is because they had division of leadership and lands. Because now the Oved Hashem has a place to escape. Which would not be if they would have continued their what they agreed to do. Right.
Yeah,
where would he have gone? It was an Avram now had to escape from Nimrod. So if Nimrod was the ruler on the whole world, how would you escape from him?
This guy's got a question mark here for a rhetorical question, but he didn't have any above.
On the Yehuda
Menuchel?
Right. Yeah, go ahead. What's the matter, Michael?
Why not kill them all because they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. He's saying at that point, I mean, it's hard to say exactly, he's saying at that point, they were not Chayav Misa, what they had done at that point. I mean, they're idolaters all over the world.
It's not a good reason.
All over the world, and they don't get
to,
God doesn't just destroy every idolater.
Eretz Canaan needs to wait till the fourth generation.
Yeah, I mean, they have Chuyos, it's not so simple. It's not so simple, apparently.
But it wasn't in this framework of.
Yeah, it might not have been the individual people, it might have been the leaders. It's not clear exactly what he's. And also, like the Ram has in the beginning of Zohar, have the progression, how it went along. So it's hard to say. Maybe they were at a very early stage in the progression, where it's a very slight. Slight error, and but he's saying, I mean, it's a good question. I don't know the answer to the question, but he's saying that in the realm of Schar v'Onesh, they were not chayav an onesh of destruction for the level that they were on. I mean, not every idolater just gets zapped. It's just not the way it is, right? I mean, it's like the Rambam holds. Well, how did Levi and Shimon Levi destroy Shechem, right? What does Rambam hold? I think it's Machlokas Ram and Ramban. I think Ramban holds because they were idolaters anyway. But he says they were over the Shevet Misbeinoch. But Hashem didn't just destroy them. I mean, it wasn't he held in din. They were allowed to be killed. But that doesn't mean. But Hashem didn't do it. I mean, it's not so simple. Not so simple. Just because a guy is over the Azar, maybe he's over one of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach too, doesn't mean necessarily that in the Schar V'Onesh of Hashem, it warrants a Shinoi in Teva to destroy, to wipe out people.
What does Rambam say on that?
He held they were over for not imposing justice. Not having court systems.
Isn't that also Shevet?
Yeah.
Ramban held you not Chayav Misa though, for that one.
Ramban held that you wouldn't be Chayav Misa because they couldn't really do it. The people couldn't do it. The people didn't have the power to do it. They were under a dictatorship.
And Shechem was the leader?
Yeah. That's a separate question. But I meant to, I'm bringing it up because you see, even though they're idolaters and Chayav Misa in the system of Shev Mitzvah doesn't necessarily mean, that doesn't mean that Hashem is going to turn over the whole world. Turn over. I mean, what do we say even by the mob? What was really the final thing? Gezel, right? Gezel. So it's not so simple. Not so simple. Yeah.
But are you saying it's like, I mean, is he saying there was no onus here by splitting, like that splitting up was no onus at all? Like, I mean, it did affect their lives, like they weren't, you know, let's say they, I mean.
What kind of an onus is that? Where do you see an onus like that? Well, what kind of an onus is that?
Well, it'd be like making a person deaf and mute.
Where do you ever see an onus like that? I mean, it's not the form of an onus.
He's incapable of communicating with anyone.
His tribe.
He had there were nations. There were nations.
It's not like that.
It was only 70 languages.
There were only 70 languages. How many?
I don't think like each person.
Yeah, it's not like you're Hebrew. So it's limiting the deafness and the mute.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't necessarily mean that everybody got like just spoke a different language, just split up in groups, which is how it worked, you know?
I don't know. That's your question? No. How did that happen? Who asked me how that happened? I don't know how it happened. But
it started with these guy named
But look, you wanna say it's an onus, fine. But he's saying that it's not an onesh that would be commensurate with a tremendous chet. So he's trying to say, you can't just learn the pshat, they were big evil people, and they got a big onesh. What's the big onesh? Right? So he's showing you, yeah, you could say it's an onesh, but he's trying to show you it's commensurate with what they did. Right? Okay, go ahead. Now here's an interesting gemara over here.
Zehu Amar Pesach Shem. Amar Lei Hahu Minah the Rabbi Chanina. Anan Malinon Minaych.
Okay, so a little bit confused, a little tough shot. Let's see if we can get this straight. He says that what? That's a min, right? An apikoros said to who? To Rabbi Chanina. I don't have that part in here.
In brackets.
Okay. He said to him, what? Onon malinon minaychu. Do they have in brackets what that means? We are better than you, right? We are better than you. Meaning the goyim are better than the Jews. Go ahead.
That's what I guess you're right.
What? That's what you thought about?
No.
Tixi ki shishish kadash in Yashav Sham Yoav the Chol Yisrael ad hichris kol zafar ba'edom.
Bought them, they killed everybody. In other words, they stayed there for 6 months, just made sure everybody was killed. In other words, basically they had no, they didn't leave, and they wiped out the entire place. Okay? When they had this war. Okay.
Ilu atun yas vesu Gavan, v'lo avdinan, v'chu, v'lo mideh.
Says, but us, in other words, this is what you Jews do. You Jews go and you completely kill everybody. You wipe every person out. Says, but us, we let you live here. We don't bother you. So we're better. We're better than you. That was his taina. When you're strong, stay there for 6 months till every person's dead. But us, we let you stay here. Okay? Powerful, powerful taina.
Amalei Rabbi Oshia. Hichi Tavdu.
Yeah, so it says in the Gemara, he's cutting out one part of the Gemara. So he said, yeah, I'll find you somebody. He didn't have an answer for him on the spot. So I have to go get somebody who can answer this question. So, who is it? Rav Oshia?
Yeah.
He says, go ahead. What did he say?
He
says, you guys have a dilemma. You don't know what you should do. What should they do? So it's difficult to figure out the pshat. Can you figure out the pshat? Techlinu lekolhu.
Destroy
all of them, right? No. Lesnu gabaychu. You can't. They're not all here. They're not all here. In other words, you can't kill out. You can't. You really want to. You goyim really want to kill every last Jew that's alive in the world. That's really what you want to do. You're worse than us. Right? But you don't do it. Why? I'll tell you why you don't do it. Because you can't, you don't have all the Jews under your rulership. So what are you going to do now? Go ahead. So maybe you'll just kill the ones that you have. But then you get a bad name. People will call you a Malchusa Ketia.
Killer nation?
Killer nation.
And if you killed all of them?
You can't.
Who's gonna call them to kill a nation?
No, he's saying apparently, it, but yeah. he's in that.
But the Jews didn't worry about that when they killed whoever we killed.
That's why we're better than them. But what's your point? Your politics. Politics, he's saying. See, that's what he's trying to say. Go ahead.
Omar. Gapa Deromi.
Thank God for politics.
Gapa Deromi. It's some sort of exclamation.
Southern wing?
Gapa de Romi. I think it means of Rome. I don't know. Go ahead.
I don't understand.
You can explain. What does that mean? It says that's what we cut ourselves. That's what we go down and go up in. He says that's exactly what we're trying to figure out. In other words, you have hit it on the head. That's exactly our dilemma.
That was his response.
Are you just testing them?
So the initial question wasn't really a question?
No, of course not. The guy's a Russia. He's trying to get that guy.
He wanted to figure out if this guy would tell him how to kill the Jews.
No, he's trying to break him down. He's trying to demoralize him. It's propaganda. But he answered him. He answered him. And he admitted that that's exactly what they work on. Go ahead, you can explain the one.
Ino rock leos mem shaltam bilti
kola. He's very hard. What's it like? Says he's told him. He says, you see from this, this teaches you that what? The reason why they don't, why they're hoshiv chamosam, why they're hoshiv chamosam mehishchis, why they're not destroying, right? Why are they not destroying the Jews? Is only because their rulership is incomplete. Their sovereignty is incomplete. That's the only reason.
Lachin dios machasheves hador hahu inena l'ra. Aval ki ra Hashem yisparach she mashet imenu ra lo anasham ki lo hayu ru'uim lalesh.
So now back to Haflaga. That when they had this, the Machshava at that time, right, to be one, that's not Ra. But Hashem Yisparach saw that evil comes from that, will come out of that. Like this Gemara. So there was no Onish. Lo Onisham, he says. Because they weren't really for an Onish. Oval.
Avasikel atzasam uvilbel shonam kigam bilbul harasham vehealim tzaso al katzaso to alis bazak.
Yeah, so he foiled their plans and he messed up their he mixed up the language, because the bilbul of the language and moving some away from the other is beneficial for this. Yeah.
I don't understand. And when Ravoshia's response to the guy,
yeah,
he says that the reason why you wouldn't kill part of them is because you're concerned with ruining your name.
Yeah, I think that's what he means, right? Karu luchu.
So you'd be called like a murdering kingdom, kingship.
Right.
So, but what I don't understand is that, but for some reason that wouldn't be a concern if they were able to wipe them off.
Because so who's going to call them anything?
There's
the
no other
Jews.
Kingdom.
What do you mean? Wait,
no
who,
other kingdom.
The problem is the other nations.
The other kingdoms.
No. I'm saying, let's say the guy had all of the Jews in his... Right. For some reason, he wouldn't be concerned at that point of other nations calling him a Mahusik.
It is an amazing thing.
It would be such a great victory that they wouldn't care about the...
But if that's such a great victory, maybe killing half of them is a great victory. I mean,
yeah, so what's the answer? It's a very important answer. What was the answer to that question? It's a very important answer. I think he's saying that, it's a reality today, that the claim of anti-Semitism, that the underlying thing is competition between the nations. That's the underlying phenomenon. Okay? And they will use, even though they're all anti-Semites, for political gain, they will use the other one's anti-Semitism as a way to undermine them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In other words, the guy who is a big anti-Semite, if he sees an opportunity to shame this nation and therefore diminish their influence, he'll get up and be righteous indignation about these anti-Semites. But if there was a big kanunya, he would hand over all his Jews in a second.
Which nation do you think is like that today?
All the nations are like that today.
The European nations. Even the United States?
Europeans are pretty openly anti-Semitic.
They started killing Jews. The one government started killing Jews.
That's a little more anti.
Nobody would tolerate that. But in Nazi Germany, hands it over their Jews, no problem. I mean, you have to go back far in history to see examples of this.
What's the phenomenon?
The phenomenon is that the competition between the... Which phenomenon? I mean, he's saying the underlying... What keeps it going is... It's not just anti-Semitism. It's all these things. People in politics. That's politics. You don't have to even go outside of America to see the phenomenon. They're always accusing the other side of the same thing.
What if they're all gone? But let's say they were to kill all the Jews, then why wouldn't you play the political card then?
No. Because only since there's... In the presence of the Jews and the other nations, they all have to pretend they're not anti-Semites.
Because otherwise everyone will undermine.
The World War II example is so clear because they were killing Jews. They waited until it was a political gain to point out that that was happening, and then they started the war that way.
You mean they're appeasing the Jews in their lands?
Yes, that's
right.
They're
not appeasing the other people.
I don't think they're appeasing the other people.
I thought that it was that the other nations, meaning they'd pick at anything just to say that this nation is horrible.
But if
they agree that what they did was what they
did. But it's also like we were saying the other day, with the group phenomenon, that there's certain things that are just not acceptable, that we are, that everyone is supposed to be against. But if you're in a group and one person starts doing it and you're only one group, then everybody can say, oh, you do that too? Oh, shoot. Now that we can drop that taboo. You know what I'm saying? There's certain phenomena like that.
That's definitely
that everybody, nobody wants to admit they're the ones who like it, and therefore you can maintain this thing that is not good. But it's only because everybody thinks everybody's supposed to not do this. You know what I'm saying? I can't exactly say what his case is saying, but I think both of those things are true. I mean, I think that he's saying that really, really to kill out all the Jews is something they would do, and if all the Jews were in their land, they wouldn't have a bad reputation among the other nations. They'd get a big yashkayach from the other nations. But with the political reality that Jews are all over the world, no government, it's very dangerous for the government, for each government to say we're the ones who hate the Jews. It's a big political risk. So they're not going to do it.
Must have had APAC back then also.
What did you say?
They're not going to do it.
I was actually thinking of an example. A couple of weeks ago, the Iranian president promised to wipe the Zionist entity off the map and all the nations condemned.
That's right, yeah. Russia, all of a sudden, a big Jew lover of Jews. Right? No, but that's a good example because everybody with a brain in their head knew. For the past 25 years, that's what every Iranian believes.
Right.
That's what every Iranian government wants to do. But that's politics. That's diplomacy. As long as it wasn't said,
yeah, it's crazy.
You could always just pretend it doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? Now that guy said it, they couldn't believe it. I mean, what are they supposed to do now? Now they have to denounce it. But every, they can do the most hostile thing as long as they don't say it. Right? We can always pretend it doesn't exist.
I never said that.
That's the art of diplomacy. I mean, every single word George Bush says carries tremendous, tremendous importance. I mean, it sends tremendous messages. No, I'm saying, I mean a ruler. When a ruler says something, every word is measured. And every implication is drawn from every word. Even though the policies could be clearly one way, it doesn't matter. That one word is seal it. You know what? The Iranians didn't want to wipe out. I mean, it's obvious. Okay. So he's saying. I mean, it's like the founding fathers over here. You know, division of power. You can't have a perfect system with division of power, but you won't have an evil system. Right? I mean, the philosopher king is the best system. Yeah. Not a philosopher president with a philosopher Supreme Court and a philosopher legislative body.
Wouldn't that be redundancy. Like a similar thing,
it's a redundancy.
Slower.
It's a redundancy, correct. The only thing is, a philosopher king can also be a tyrant.
Right.
So the most perfect, the thing that can be the most perfect is always the thing that is easily corrupted. Of course, it goes by discretion. Discretion, of course, is the best thing if the Chacham has discretion. But discretion is the easiest thing to be corrupted. Because you can always say, I'm doing it for the right reason. No checks and balances. So the three branches of the government, I mean, nothing gets done, right? Practically nothing can get done, but at least
that's the plan.
That's part of the brilliance of it.
It may be that we never get anything done. Nothing evil will be done.
A certain amount of federal rules. Better. And a certain amount of the state also.
That's up to argument.
That's right. Okay, go ahead. So you're saying that's Dora Flugger. That's Dora Flugger. Go ahead. Klolo Shel Dover.
Klolo Shel Dover. Ra kibbutz harshar ahu ra. Biyosem kula maskimim al tchuna achas ra.
So back to his original theme, that when you have a grouping of of singular elements, right? When you have a grouping of elements, and they all have the same bad character, then you don't say that the grouping is going to make them better. Then the grouping accentuates the raw.
Ki efshar l'chal mekubas mipratim balei tchuna achas ra.
Because it's not possible to have a grouping of individuals who have a bad character trait, and the whole won't have at least as bad a character trait. Okay, did we catch up to you guys now? Vizos Hatayna? Vizos Hoyisa Hatayna? Not yet? Still not. Okay. Good. You
want
to switch something? What Matt to read? Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a different text, but okay. Vzosi at Taina Asher Imes Ba Kohelas Hapsak Din Shanasan Leos Hamurkavim Kulam Hevel Ubilti Balikium.
Yeah, so that's what Kohelas was talking about. That that since the physical things are all compound, they're all Hevel and Bilti Kium. Why? Go ahead. Biyosam
mekubatim umurkavim mipratim maskimim al zeh hachitzaron ba'atma.
Because they're just combined right, from same, from, same, from individual things that have the same chitzaron, lack of permanence.
Is there a specific area Paul's speaking about? Or is it
talking about? He's talking about the things in the world. That nothing is permanent.
Like, just the fact that it's not permanent.
Not permanent. I mean, I'm sure it's a marshal for something, but it's a philosophical thing, but that's how he's learning the pshat in those first psukim.
Okay. Aval lo timashech zos ha-gezera ad she-yischayev mimena she-kol ha-chesronos she-him be-pshutim yimasu be-murkavim.
Okay, but this doesn't mean that every deficiency in the simple forms have to exist in the compound form.
Well,
in other words, not every single chisaron in every single individual is going to be expressed in the klal.
Well, yischayev shechisronos hamisnagdim b'pshutim yimazgu v'yuchlu l'shlemus umale b'murkav hamakubat mehem.
But it must be that the deficiencies that go against each other, right? The deficiencies that are against each other in the simple form, they'll mix to get a more complete form. Like his example of the cheapskate and the spendthrift, right?
V'ze hu malas hamakubatz mipratim.
That's what the benefit of. That's the greatness of a klal made out of individuals.
Kishlemuyos ha-pratim ha-nimtzas b'klal, ve'eze chisron sh'yihe b'pratim lo imate b'klal.
That's right, because you get out, you'll get a certain shlemus in the, he says the shlemus of the pratim, this is a new thing he's saying now. This he hasn't said before. That the shlemus of the pratim will be in the klal. Meaning perfections in the pratim will
not
gonna
go away when
that won't go away. But an individual chisaron will not make it to the klal. How? Go ahead.
Okay. Aval efshar shechisaron echad mina pratim yotzi hashlemuyos shebiyeser hapratim mina koach elapol.
Oh, this is a new idea. Right. I'm saying now it could even be that a chisaron in one of the things will what?
Make it
stronger?
What
are you saying? It'll take a chisaron. It's possible that a chisaron in one of the pratim will take something, will take a quality in another prat and bring it from the potential to the actual. In other words, it will create an even better quality that didn't exist anywhere else. Up to now, he said two things. He says, a good quality in some of the pratim will be maintained, right? And bad qualities will be negated. But now he's saying something even more. He's saying, but it's also possible that a bad quality will improve another quality that was in one of the other existing things. Now you can give an example. Go ahead.
What was the point of Kohelis, that everything is deficient?
That's Kohelis. We're not learning Kohelis.
No, I'm saying.
Hevel, seven of all. don't look for SAS, don't look for security in this world.
Don't be worried about the
time. So for Dover, just go to the end, don't worry. Go ahead.
Okay.
So he said this last thing is really the remez of the chelbana.
Right. Ki im heos reach ha chelbana mitad atma bilti naos efshar sheish lakoch laora ulahoti ikuyos has samim haacheras ulora besamiyosam.
So he's saying it's true even though the chelbana has a bad odor on its own. Doesn't want to say bad. Not a good odor. Not pleasant. Right?
Right.
It's possible that it has a koach to awaken and draw and bring out the good smells in other ones.
Interesting.
What's that?
Extractor. Kind of like salt.
It's like, an extractor and a booster.
How?
Okay.
Meaning if I'm saying, do evil, do evil, do evil, why would that inspire you to do good?
But we'll kill you. That would be great. Go ahead.
Hey, now, son of Marshall.
You do see that, like, an emotion can be used for evil, can also be used for good.
Exactly,
good emotion.
V'chein al-tzad ha-mashal, im yimatsu b'chlal echad pratim b'alei chisaron m'asher yechabir aleihem ha-koach ha-mis'orer l'nekama bilti m'shu'eres.
Okay, so hard to understand.
Yeah.
five minutes leave. Right. So he says it like this. Now, so let's go back to give you an example. If you'll find in one klal, okay, pratim, individuals, who have a certain chisaron, now what is this chisaron? That they have a strong desire for revenge without any shear.
Right.
Okay, they have a an unbridled passion for revenge.
Okay.
That's bad.
Right. Ella behimatim betocha klal yoru hakochos l'masha roy b'pol hazeh masha tifsa bo hatorah.
But now they're in the klal, so now their strength
is
going to be aroused for what is right.
Right.
Because they're going to be under the guidership of the klal, which is Torah.
Because
now their deeds are going to be measured. Now they'll measure their deeds according to the line of the kavan of Torah.
V'imhayu ha'morim mitzad ha'techuna bilti tova, right? Even though...
And if they were... Even though Vimayuam Orim Mitzadat Chuna Bilti Tova, so that's there. What does he mean? That character was not a good character.
Right.
So you're saying that's the same type of thing. It's that same thing. That's like the Chalpana. That is a certain pungency of the odor. I'm imagining. But that pungency is gonna be a vehicle to carry the good. To carry the good fragrance,
No, I'm just thinking of a funny example.
Right? No, it could be that there's a good character, but it doesn't have the intensity. So the raw intensity is bad. Right? But you can combine a certain intensity with a certain value, and you'll get the right thing. You'll get the right thing.
Nice. Can you give another example?
Go ahead, you got a funny one.
Well, NYJS, I remember in our senior year, the freshmen came in, and it became apparent that they didn't use deodorant. But there were so many of them, that, like, individual freshmen, you know, might not wear deodorant, but there were so many of them that the school had to, like, have this, like, campaign to, like, get the freshmen to use, like, to have hygiene, you know, because it was just certain, like, you know.
That's
more like if you bring the Russian to the
reactionary. It would have to be that from within the horrible smell of the lack of deodorant.
No, I mean to say, like there are certain guys who are very intense.
Right.
They get very excited and they're ready to go and do things. The only thing is, if they were on their own, they'd be going, bouncing off the walls and going, doing crazy things.
Right? That was like Rish Lakish with Rudy
Okunan. Right, but then there are certain people who have very good ideas. The only thing is, they're whatever. A lot of times the idea people are afraid to act. They just can't act. Or they don't get moved by things. Things don't bother them. They don't, just don't get moved by things. So if you have a group of people, and one of them has the intensity, gets fired up, something gets him crazy, he sees some injustice going on, he says, let's go! And the other guy says, whoa, let's just see what's right. But without each one of them, without both of them together, each one on their own would not accomplish a good. Right?
Yeah.
Very good. All right. So now we're up to where we're now we're up to the
We got to email this one to all the kindergarten.